Part 14 Principle, and they say, false Christs have a new false faith to apprehend this crucified Christ within. This man cannot accept Christ within a man, see the many scriptures that show Christ in you. Answer. Which is contrary to the faith of the apostles, who preached Christ that is crucified within, and not another, him that was raised up from the dead, was risen that Lord Jesus Christ within, the same yesterday, today, and forever, by whom the world was made, glorified with the Father before the world began. It was Christ who was manifest, revealed in the saints that was and is, and not another, for the other is the Antichrist. Christ is infinite and fills the whole earth. Christ and God are one. God is in all over all and through all. Christ is not a man walking around in a finite place. Principle, and they say, it is a scripture of the devil's making to apprehend this crucified Christ within. In addition to scores of other scripture that prove Christ in you, consider where is Christ that this scripture references. For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened, and have tasted of the heavenly gift, and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost, and have tasted the good word of God, and the powers of the world to come, if they shall fall away, to renew them again unto repentance, seeing they crucify to themselves the Son of God afresh, and put him to an open shame. Heb 6:4-6, surely this man does not believe that a purified Christian can return to sin and crucify the one and only manifestation of the infinite Jesus. The Jesus that is crucified to themselves is the Christ formed in them. My little children, of whom I travail in birth again until Christ is formed in you, Gal 4:19. Answer. Now I say, if there is any other Christ but he who was crucified within, he is the false Christ. And the scripture holds forth this, and the devil never made it, but he and his messengers are against it. And he who does not have this Christ who was risen and crucified within is a reprobate, though devils and reprobates may make a talk of him without. Principle, they say, the light of revelation renders God's Christ odious, unequivocally detestable. Answer. None know the Son of God but by revelation, and with the light is revelation seen. And they are those that render Christ odious, unequivocally detestable, who are out of the light of revelation of the Son, as the Pharisees did, and as now the beast and false prophets do, in making war against the saints in light and the Lamb. But the Lamb and the saints shall get the victory, glory to the highest. They who walk in the light are not opposed to Christ, but are opposed to the beast and the false prophets, but are in unity with the Son and with the Father. Principle, and they say, what a sad doctrine is what said, follow the light with which Christ has enlightened all who come into the world. He deliberated ignores John 12:36, while you have light, believe and depend on, trust and obey the light, that you may become the children of light. And John 8:12, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Answer. This is contrary to the apostles' doctrine, who was to go into all nations to turn people from darkness to light and preach the new covenant to Jews and Gentiles, the salvation to the ends of the earth, a leader of the people. And contrary to the apostles' doctrine, who told the saints walk in the light, and they should have fellowship one with another, and so not sad, but fellowship. But you and those who are apostates have gone from this light, and what makes manifest is light, and with it are you who are apostates from it seen. You do not follow not the light that everyone is enlightened with that comes into the world, and so are out of unity one with another, and fellowship with the Son, and with the Father, and are out of his covenant, all on heaps in the apostasy, that walk not in the light, but call it a sad doctrine that tells others to follow the light. The children of the light are the light of the world. Let your light shine before men, that they may glorify your Father which is in heaven, like lamps burning. For you are as a city set on a hill that cannot be hidden. And Christ said, he who follows the light shall not walk in darkness. Principle, they say, it is a rendering of the scriptures odious, and law to tell of the scripture within, which Christ never taught, nor his disciples, but God has given them up to a reprobate mind. Answer, were not all the scriptures given from the Spirit within? Were they not there before they were spoken or written? And must not all upon the earth have the Spirit within that gave scripture forth, before they can understand the scripture without, given forth from the Spirit of God within others? And was not the apostles and Christ's preaching of the scripture within, the law in the heart, and the word in the heart? And the kingdom within, and the Spirit within, leading into all truth, the Spirit of the Father speaking in you, and Christ within? And is not this extolling scripture of truth? And are not all they reprobates that have scripture without, and not within? Do not misunderstand Fox here. He is not saying Scripture is only within a man. He is saying that the understanding of Scripture is only by the Spirit of God within a man, and that all Scripture was revealed by the Spirit of God within a man before it was written or spoken by that man. Principle. And they say, but this is the devil's design, to pretend that people may attain a more excellent way by following what is made known to them from the light within them. Answer. I never read such a doctrine that the devil taught, that any should follow what the light made known within them, and I know he did not. For he is out of the light, and what it makes known within. For the light which shines within makes known the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ, whereby men come to be changed from glory to glory, till they come into the image of God. And this the light makes known within. 2 Cor 4, 6, 2 Cor 3, 18. Principle. And they say, God has a Christ distinct from all other things whatsoever, whether they be spirits or bodies. Answer. God's Christ is not distinct from his saints, nor their bodies, for he is within them, nor is he distinct from their spirits, for their spirits witness him. And God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, who is the head of every creature. There is not any creature, but it is manifest in his sight. And he is in the saints, and they eat his flesh, and sit with him in heavenly places. Principle, they say, they are deceived that think to obtain salvation by the conviction of the law which they call Christ, pages 37 and 39. Asterisk, when he the Comforter comes, he will convict and convince the world of sin. John 16, 8. Answer. Christ is the end of the law, and they who follow him are not deceived, but come to witness the law of the Spirit of life, and him revealed in them. And they are deceived that call the law without Christ, that does convict and give it that name. But who follow Christ the end of the law have the righteousness of God and the gospel revealed in them from faith to faith, which the just live by, and Christ revealed in them, as the apostle witnessed, whereby they have eternal life. Principle. And they say, the Quakers would obtain salvation by the obedience of Christ, the law which gives the knowledge of sin. Answer. The Quakers' obedience is to Christ, God's righteousness, the end of the law, which makes them free from the law of sin and death. Christ the seed, the second Adam principle. They say, now every man that comes into the world receives a light from Christ as he is God, which light is conscience, and this will show a man that there is a God, and discover the eternal God, which some falsely call Christ. Answer. Christ said, I am the light of the world, and he enlightens every man that comes into the world, as said John, and does not say that it is conscience, for the light was before conscience was, which shows your ignorance not knowing what conscience is. For conscience was since the world, but light was before the world was made, and he that does evil hates the light. And so his conscience is seared, and so the light condemns him. And the light which every man that comes into the world is enlightened with is God's covenant to Jews and Gentiles, and his salvation to the ends of the earth. So you have given Christ a new name by calling him conscience, contrary to Scripture, and is the conscience eternal if it can be seared? Will conscience show what is eternal? Will conscience blot out sin and transgression? Christ will, God's covenant, who enlightens every man that comes into the world, believing in which light they serve Christ, the author of their faith, which faith is a mystery held in a pure conscience. Principle. And they say that every man does not have the Spirit of Christ, and he brings Jude to prove it. Answer. Jude proves that they originally had it but went from it, and the spirit that leads the disciples reproves the world. Principal John Burton said, John Bunyan is furnished with spiritual gifts, which gifts the ministers of Christ must have, whether learned or unlearned from humans. And John Bunyan's preaching, he said, is not by human art, yet he said Christ is human. Answer. The Scripture has neither taught John Burton nor John Bunyan this language. To say this knowledge is not human, and yet to affirm Christ is human, is to say your knowledge is not from Christ. But we shall try Bunyan's gifts, whether they are from God, and whether or not he divides the word correctly, and whether they are agreeable to the Scripture, who fills up his book with mentioning the word human 20 times over. Human is from the earth. To say Christ is human, your knowledge is from the ground, earthy, and he has no Scripture for it. Principle, he said, that the soul is immortal. And he said, it is the devil who keeps people to live and die in their sins, and he who cries free grace through the death of the man Christ Jesus, that sinners do attain to eternal life. And to deny his own righteousness, he said, is a notion, and said he is empty of sanctified grace. Salvation is brought by grace, Jesus, after he has taught a man to deny ungodliness and worldly lusts, and how to live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. After grace has redeemed us from all iniquity, sin. After grace has purified us. Tit 2:11-14 Salvation is to be delivered freed from sin, which is what Jesus came to do. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach release to the captives of sin, and recovery of sight to the blind, to deliver free those who are oppressed in slavery to sin. Luke 6:18 Answer. The grace that comes from Christ seasons the heart, and the words are sanctified, and this is not a notion, but all are in the notion that speak of the thing, and are out of the grace and salvation. You that believe people must have sin, while they are upon the earth, are those who keep people in their sins, and so you have judged yourself to be the minister of sin, as you may read the fruits in your own book. Principle. John Bunyan said, "He who confessed Christ came in the flesh and was crucified, taken from the cross, and has risen, he who believes this is not Antichrist." Answer. The Pope and all the profane people in Christendom called Christians will confess this in the form without them, and they who deny the power, for Christ is the power of God, and that I say is Antichrist, he that has not Christ in him is a reprobate. And so you would make yourself, and all professors, the Pope and all hirelings, not to be Antichrist, and are all on heaps one among another. That is a mark of Antichrist, though they may have all in the form of Christ and the prophet's words, but who deny the power, while confessing Christ without? He who denies the power denies Christ, and so he is Antichrist who denies the light which Christ has enlightened him withal. They deny the power of God to change any man to become sinless, pure, holy, and perfect, simply by listening to the Lord and obeying whatever he commands them. Principle: man at his coming into the world has conscience, but he does not have the Spirit of Christ. In this book, many of the ministers and priests of Protestantism argue against and twist the meanings of the following scriptures, which is the true light that enlightens every man who comes into the world. John 1:1-9, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to benefit all. 1 Cor 12:7, and it shall come to pass in the last days, said God, I will pour out of my Spirit upon all flesh. Acts 2:14-18. They insist on disbelief of the above scriptures applying to every man. Why? Because then there is no difference between sinners in their sect and sinners outside their sect. They lose their imagined distinction, which imagined distinction exists because they deny the possibility of ever being freed from sin. If every man in the world has the light, and if every man in the world has been given the Spirit, then what do the sects have to offer? Nothing. Because they are only a form of godliness without the power to change a man to become godly, pure, holy, clean, and perfect. Answer: man at his coming into the world has a light from Christ, him by whom the world was made, which is more than conscience. But he who hates the light abides in darkness, and so is not like to receive the Spirit, but is reproved with it. Principle: they say, they who are carried away by the convictions of conscience are misinformed by the devil. Answer: this light that enlightens every man that comes into the world, which he calls conscience, teaching and misinforming by the devil, is the light that enlightens every man that comes into the world, that through it they might believe, and is not conscience. And he who believes has the witness in himself, and all may hear the Son, and confess him to the glory of God, and therefore are enlightened by him who is glorified with the Father before the world began. And Christ tells them to believe in the light, which believing in, they have the light of life, but he who believes not is condemned already, and those who hate the light are they who are misinformed by the devil. Principle. Now they say, he converts a new birth, persuading them it is wrought by following the light, and this he says is like Baal's priests. Answer: that is contrary to Christ, who said, I am the light, and he who follows me shall not walk in the darkness, but shall have the light of life. He who believes in the light shall become a child of the light, and this is far above Baal's priests, and all that hate it hate Christ, and these are Baal's priests that hate the light. Principle. And they say that the Spirit of Christ convinces of sin, and yet they say all have it not, and yet it shall convince and reprove the world. Answer: now it is one thing to be reproved, and another thing to accept what does the reproving, for the believer in the light is led by the Spirit of truth into all truth, and he who believes not in the light is with the Spirit of truth reproved. Principle, they say, for one to be convinced of his sins against the law and have some power against them, These they call miserable blind Pharisees. Answer. They who were blind Pharisees transgressed the law of God, lived out of the power, and what convinced of the transgression of the law, so they say but did not do. Woe was pronounced against them, and so judgment came to be neglected, and the doers of the law were justified, and not called blind Pharisees. And the law was in its place, but Christ is the end of the law for righteousness' sake, to them that believe. And those were not called blind Pharisees who followed what showed them the transgression of the law, for those were the doers. Principle, they say, the Spirit shall convince all men and women sufficiently of that righteousness which Christ fulfilled. Answer, what does convince of righteousness, all men and women, as you confess, if they believe in the light which Christ has enlightened them withal, it will lead them from their own righteousness and be their teacher, and they come to be taught of God. Principle, they say, the light convinces of sin against the law, but will not show a soul a savior or deliverer. Answer. That is contrary to the apostle who said, the light that shined in their hearts will give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ, who is the Savior, and he shall be my salvation to the ends of the earth, the covenant to Jews and Gentiles. Principle, they say, the light will not show a man his lost condition, nor the righteousness, blood, death, resurrection, and intercession of Jesus Christ. Answer, there is nothing that makes manifest, reveals, or exposes, except light. And none know the blood, death, righteousness, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, but with the light which comes from Jesus Christ, who has enlightened every man that comes into the world, and that is what shall give every man assurance that he is raised from the dead. The light of the body is the eye, that lets every man see his salvation. Principle, they say, Christ went away into heaven from his disciples, and so is not within them. Answer, did not he say he would come again to them? Did he not say he was in them, I in you? Did not the apostle say Christ was in them, the hope of glory, except they were reprobates? Was not the Son of God revealed in the apostle, and so in him? Did not the apostle preach Christ within, but you preach Christ without? Principle. They say that those believers that are in the body now at this day are absent from the Lord. Answer. Does not the apostle say that Christ is in them except they are reprobates, and that he is in them the hope of glory, and they have fellowship with God, and God will dwell in them and walk in them? And he who believes, believes in him in Christ, so is not absent. Principle, and they say, he is absent from them as touching his flesh. Answer. Does not the apostle say that they are of his flesh, and of his bone, and he who eats not his flesh has no life in him, and they sit in heavenly places with him? He who eats his flesh has it within him. Principle, they say, that there is not any heaven within into which the man Christ is ascended, nor can any man contain a man 4 foot long. Now when he was questioned by the Pharisees as to when the kingdom of God would come, he answered them and said, the kingdom of God does not come with outward signs to be observed, nor will they say, look here, or look over there. For behold, the kingdom of God is within you and around you. Luke 17, 20-21. And Jesus answered and said to him, if a man loves me, he will keep my words, obey me, practice my teachings. And my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him in his heart, and they live in a kingdom which they also bring to you. Answer, Christ is a mystery, and is not he to be revealed within, who is a mystery? He who did ascend to be revealed and made manifest in his saints, in flesh and spirit, he who did descend. Who is now manifested, that the world wonders at, who is ascended far above the heavens, who is the saints' life, living bread, and drink. And wherever have the ministers of Christ used any such expressions as you do? This shows that Christ is still a mystery to you, and faith is still a mystery, and godliness is still a mystery, and Christ in you, the hope of glory, is still the biggest mystery, which is only revealed to his saints. Mysteries are revealed as they are shown by the light, because that which may be known of God is revealed in them, for God has shown it to them. Rom 1:19. Principle. They say, stars falling from heaven are professors falling from the faith to the earth. Answer. This is fulfilled upon you all, who have given judgment upon yourselves, and so you are from the faith in which is the unity, in which men please God and have victory over the world. And this you may read since the days of the apostle, who are fallen all down into the earth for money and stipends. Principle. They say, that God has given assurance to all men, and commands all to repent everywhere, in that he will judge the world in righteousness by the man Christ Jesus. Answer, every man that comes into the world is enlightened by Christ the light of the world. him by whom it was made, who will give them a reward according to their works, including those that deny his light and are found in the works of darkness. Principle. They say that the end of Christ's coming is that the people of God should shine as the sun, and the cause that hinders them from shining is the body of death. Answer. The righteous and the saints come to witness the body of sin put off, and thank God who has given them victory and come into the second Adam, the Lord from heaven, out of the first Adam, where the shining state is witnessed, the holy mount of God, the city that cannot be hidden. Principle, they say, if a man's obedience flows not from the faith, it is only sin in the sight of the great God. Answer, and yet they say, faith is not perfect in the measure and degree. Principle. And they say, four times Christ ascended away from his disciples, and was not in them. Answer, and Christ said, I in you, and you in me, and that he would come and dwell in them and make his abode with them, which the apostles came to witness and sat with him in heavenly places. Principle, they say, that the man Christ that was crucified, his body is now in the presence of his Father, absent from his people, as touching his bodily presence. Answer, does not the apostle say he is the head of the church? And does not the apostle say, they are of his flesh and bone and sit with him in heavenly places with Christ? And Christ said they must eat his flesh and he is in them. Principle, and they say, that Christ is absent from the saints in the world is clear. Answer, when the apostle said, Christ was in the saints, and Christ in you the hope of glory. And the apostle said he had revealed the Son in him. And he who has not the Son of God has not life. And after, the same Christ which was crucified and risen, came to be manifest in his saints, and not another. And so the saints come to feed upon his flesh, and drink his blood which is their life, which body Christ gives for the life of the world, and which blood appeases the wrath of the Almighty. And as for the rest of John Burton and John Bunyan's lies and slanders, they are not worth mentioning. But the scriptures are owned. And John, are you finding fault, because men wear no hat bands, and eat and drink bread and water, and throw away their pride? Now you may see who you have taken part with, and who is the scoffer and shows yourself, and who is your master, short of all good. As for all your bad names and misconstruing of scriptures, it will come upon yourselves. You have shown in all your book that you are not able to divide the word correctly, nor an instructor of babes. Principle, and you say, that Christ died for the sins of the elect. Answer. And the scripture said, he was an offering for the sins of the whole world. And who shall lay charge to God's elect whom he justifies? Principle, and you speaks of God destroying men for their ignorance, and they shall find no favor in the day of judgment. Answer, whereas the scripture said, the time of ignorance God winked at, but now he commands all men everywhere to repent, and every man that comes into the world is enlightened. And the Spirit of truth shall reprove the world of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment, which leads believers into all truth. And the grace of God which brings salvation has appeared to all men, but they turn it into wantonness, which is the saints' teacher. And this shall make every tongue to confess to the glory of God, and every knee to bow at his name, which is the Emmanuel. And so none shall plead ignorance, as you said, who are in the ignorance yourself, but inexcusable, because convicted. And you have rejected the tender mercies, who has lifted up yourself against the saints and the Lamb. But a stone is set over your head that shall grind you to powder, and the saints shall have the victory, and the kingdom that is an everlasting kingdom. The witness in your conscience shall witness against you for all your hard speeches, and let you know that you and you had better have been silent than to fight against the Lord, the Lamb, and his saints. That is the word of the Lord God to you and you all. When you are judged, the witness in all your consciences shall answer. W.P.'s Principles in his book entitled, According to Truth, which quakes not, trembles not, nor quails. Principle. They say, if the apostles had been put to preach upon a short text, or methodically, as by a long practice in the church, as is expected from us, they might oftentimes have studied for it. Answer. In this you have showed your spirits and made manifest you are void of the revelation from God and your ignorance of the scriptures. For the Holy Ghost shall not speak of itself, but takes from Christ to speak what he hears. And the apostles, what they had seen and heard they declared. And Christ, what he had received of the Father, he declared. And the Spirit is what speaks in the church, and it shows the fulfilling of the scriptures. And it keeps not people long in texts, as the world does, that rests scriptures up and down and keeps people in sects. And so, there is the Spirit leading into all truth, and the Spirit of the Father speaking within, and the Holy Ghost that moved men to give forth scripture, that teaches to divide the word correctly, which is the spirit of prophecy in the church, not studying. Principle. They say, every man that has the spirit in some measure does not attain to the great height and degree that they did that gave forth scriptures, therefore may not lawfully and infallibly teach as they did. Answer. Every man that has a measure of the Spirit of God, in the least measure or degree, it is infallible, and so far may they teach infallibly and know scriptures. But they cannot know all scriptures, but as they attain to the full measure of the Spirit of the prophets and apostles, and to the measure and stature and fullness of Christ. And if they do not attain to all this, they are not able to know all the scriptures. And the work of the ministers of God was to bring people to this, to the measure and stature and fullness of Christ. And the apostle said, let everyone minister as he has received the grace. And take heed of any of you going beyond your measure. Those who deny the grace of God appearing to all men cannot minister. Principle. They say, the greater part of professors in the visible church were, and always are, earthly-minded, nor can rightly value spiritual and heavenly things. Answer. In this you and your ministers have showed your fruits like Balaam's, which wither and are earthly, such as Jude speaks of, who separated themselves, sensual and had not the Spirit, but went forth from the apostles, that had gotten up since the days of the apostles, church and ministry, like priest, like people. And you show yourselves to be like those who were beginning to appear before the apostles' decease, as he speaks of in Timothy, who minded earthly things, like teacher, like people, who pierced themselves through with many hurtful lusts. While they coveted after money, they lost the faith, and so came people to be all on heaps out of unity in the earth, being out of the faith of God's elect. So this is all in the apostasy since the apostles. Principle, and he said, that he is not a hireling that takes wages. The wages are allotted to him for his work. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand is not the shepherd who owns the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. Then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. The man runs away because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. John 10:11-13 Answer. But do not all you preach for hire? Is it not for hire that you preach? Now the least in the truth may see you. Is there ever a priest in the nation unless he is hired to work, or if he does not receive it, he will not stay? Now to prove that you do preach for hire. Where there are many steeple houses in many parishes that have no priest, there you do not go, because there is but a little benefice income, and they have souls as well as others. And where there is an agreement for a certain amount a year, there you go, is not this for hire? And so the prophet's words are fulfilled, the priests teach for hire. All these great sums of money which have lifted you up, and a great deal of it has been gathered out of poor men's labors, this has been the undoing of you all and of nations, and many poor people, because they cannot put into your mouths. But now God has come to judgment upon you all apostates in the apostasy, principle, and you call the steeple house a church. Answer. Which is the church that has come up since the days of the apostles in the apostasy? For the church is the people of God, the elect seed, which Christ is the head of, who in the midst of this church sings praises. Which church is the pillar and ground of truth, without spot or wrinkle? Whereas the steeple house that you call your church will spot, wrinkle and blemish and decay and fall down, and wicked men may prevail against it. But the gates of hell cannot prevail against that church which is built upon the rock. Principle, and you say, you do not speak in that degree of the Holy Ghost as the prophets and apostles did who spoke forth scriptures. Answer, then you must take heed of exalting yourself above your measure, for you cannot know scripture, but by the same degree of the Spirit the prophets and apostles had. Principle, and he said, he has no command in Scripture to sprinkle infants, and he holds it not absolutely necessary, and he has no command in Scripture against it, and he has a commandment of the governors, and so he is subject to every ordinance of man. Answer. An ordinance of man that is of absolute necessity, consider what it is. For that which the Scripture nowhere commands, nor do you have any example, consider what that is. As to saying the Scripture nowhere forbids it, it forbids all the traditions and doctrines of men, so that is judged by the Spirit of God that is set up by men. Principle, you say, the Lord may, with the outward washing, give the Spirit to the child. Answer. Can man receive the Spirit of God by following traditions of men and outward things? Were not they all from it, and from the Spirit? Does the Spirit not judge them for setting up such things as God never commanded? Principle, and he speaks of David's psalms given to the world suitably. Answer, the world must repent and be in the Spirit, for it lies in wickedness, before they can know David's singing. For the prophet said, their songs must be turned into howling, and David's condition is not the world's. Principle, he said, men may respect persons in their places. Answer. That is contrary to the apostle who said, God was without respect of persons, and that the Gentiles should be accepted as well as the Jews. He who does righteousness is accepted with God, who holds the faith of Christ, which is without respect of persons, it is in the unity, and they who are out of that are out of the unity. So you, who have pleaded for that, are out of his doctrine. He who respects persons commits sin, and is convinced of the law as a transgressor, said the apostle. WP, your works are tried and weighed, and found too light, and condemned for the fire, as the witness in your conscience shall answer. But now in your security you are asleep, but the wrath of the Lamb shall find you out. As for all the lies and slanders you heap up in your book, they are not worth mentioning, but will come upon your own self, for they are your own covering, which are judged, and the witness in you shall answer. The elders and messengers of the several churches of Ilston, Abergavenny, Treadingnoge, Caermarthen, Hereford, Bredwardine, Cledachy, and Lyingers, meeting at Brecknock, whose book is titled, An Antidote Against the Infections of the Times, who have shown yourselves full of poison, and such as infect the times, but with the spirit of truth you are comprehended and judged. Your principles are as follows. Principle, you say, you are conceived in sin and brought forth in iniquity. Psalm 51:1. Answer, David does not say, you who were conceived in sin, but I, and WP said, John was sanctified from the womb, and the scripture speaks of such as were sanctified from the womb, and children who were clean. So you do not speak as elders and messengers of true churches, or men dividing the word correctly. But you are one against another, though you are all against them you call Quakers, who are in the truth. Principle, they say, they observe the design of Satan to cast down the walls of Zion, and to remove the living stones of it from the sure foundation, the rock of ages, the Lord Jesus Christ, and draw them to build upon the sands. Answer. Is this likely that the elect should be deceived? Deceived so that living stones should be drawn from the sure foundation, the rock of ages, the Lord Jesus Christ. For these living stones to be built upon the sand and drawn from the rock of ages does not sound like the doctrine of men of understanding, for the living stones are the spiritual household and the royal priesthood, and theirs is the foundation that stands sure, the rock which the gates of hell cannot prevail against. You and your notions should let living stones alone, for none can pluck them out of the Father's hand. Principle, and they say, no man can redeem the soul of his brother. Answer. Solomon said, the fruits of the righteous is a tree of life, and he who wins souls is wise. And he who saves a man from his evil ways saves a soul from a multitude of sins. Again you say, no man, the greatest of men, can redeem the soul of his brother. You should not have left out Christ the Savior, the Redeemer, the man Christ Jesus, the elder brother, so you are a company of blind pastors, contrary to those who gave forth scriptures. Principle, to say heaven and glory are in man, which were before man was, they are senseless and blind. Answer. There are none who have a glory and a heaven unless it is within them, which glory and heaven was before man had a being. Principle, therefore, take heed of depending upon any righteousness within you or any righteousness done by you. The accuser is saying no one can be righteous without depending on the righteousness of Christ. Little children, let no man deceive you. He who practices righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. 1 John 3:7. Answer. This is a strange doctrine, that men must take heed of any righteousness done by them or within them. This is contrary to Scripture, which said, the kingdom of heaven is within, that stands in righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. The fruits of the Spirit are righteousness and goodness, and this is what ends the righteousness of the law. And he who does righteousness is righteous, and Christ, the righteousness of God, is with them. Principle, man has received a light from Christ as a creature, but not as a redeemer. Answer. That is false, for whoever has received a light from Christ has received a redeemer and a savior, and he who does believe in it is saved, and he who does not is condemned. All who are saved must believe, but all who believe are not saved, unless their belief persists to the end. Who are kept by the power of God through faith to salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. In that greatly rejoice, though it is necessary to suffer a few griefs through various trials, so that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tried with fire, might result in praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Though you have not seen him, you love him. Though you do not see him now, but believe in him, you rejoice with joy that is unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls. 1 Pet 1:5-9, Principle. And they say, if you love your souls, beware of such delusions, lest you perish eternally, that say it is the true light that enlightens every man that comes into the world, and that following it, it is sufficient to bring men to heaven, which light is natural reason and conscience. God is light, 1 John 1:5, and God is not natural reason and conscience. Jesus is the light of the world, John 8:12, and Jesus is not natural reason and conscience. The saints' inheritance is in the light, Call 1:12, and this is not natural reason and conscience. The covenant of God is light for salvation, Isa 42:6-49, 6, and the covenant is not natural reason and conscience. If you walk in the light, as he is in the light, there is fellowship and the blood of Jesus cleanses from all sin, 1 John 1:7, and this light to be walked in is not natural reason or conscience. Answer: The light with which every man who comes into the world is enlightened comes from the salvation, Christ, who is the way to the Father, whose throne is in heaven. And Christ said, "Believe in the light that you may become the children of the light." And he who believes in the light shall not come into condemnation. All men are enlightened that through the light they might believe. So you are not able to divide the word correctly, and all that are from this light are low here, low there. And so are in the natural reason and conscience, which the light is not. The light was before they were. Principle, they say, no one would ever have known a justification or a sanctification if it had not been written. What about Noah? What about Enoch? What about the John, James, Matthew, Peter, Paul, et al? According to the logic of this massively confused Bible worshiper, Paul was not justified or sanctified until he had written the words down. And then, puff, by magic he was justified. This man has placed written words to be more important than the Holy Spirit's teaching, more important than the Holy Spirit's spoken words, and more important than God himself. This man thinks that by reading about justification and sanctification, he possesses them. Answer: I do believe you had not any knowledge of sanctification or justification, other than what you have read about, no experience except presumption from reading the words. But here you have laid aside the Holy Ghost, which was how they writing knew what to write before they wrote the scripture. Here you have denied revelation of the Spirit, for though a man has all the writings, yet he knows nothing of God except by the Spirit of God and the light which comes from him, nor of sanctification, nor justification, which is Christ. Principle, you say, you are fallen into the last times prophesied of by Christ, and you are to contend earnestly for the faith once delivered to the saints. Answer: The faith once delivered to the saints, you are out of in respecting persons and are apostates from it. And the last times which Christ spoke of that should come, John saw had already come, when the false prophets which Christ prophesied of had come, who went forth from the apostles, who, since their days, the world went after. And now from them is the Lord God bringing his people to the rock of ages, into the faith they are out of. Principle: Foolish man would have his righteousness in himself. All the false prophets of Protestantism believe in instant righteousness, instant justification, and instant salvation, just by believing in Jesus. They think faith to believe Jesus was the Son of God, and that is all there is to it. But faith is a journey, from Jesus authoring it by revelation, to the end when Jesus brings eternal life to reside in the believer. Paul evidences that faith's operation eventually produces righteousness, justification, and salvation. For we, through the Spirit, wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. Gal 5:5. Obedience to the commands you hear from the word in your heart leads to righteousness. Rom 6:16. But if, while we seek to be justified by Christ, we ourselves also are found sinners, is therefore Christ the minister of sin? God forbid. Gal 2:17. Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, continue to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Phil 2:12. Answer: Everyone that has Christ has the righteousness of God wrought created in him, and none own the righteousness of Christ except who own the light that enlightens every man that comes into the world. And they are foolish who do know not this or the righteousness of faith in them. Principle: It is blasphemy, they say, and colorable pretenses to witness an infallible spirit in them. Answer: The spirit that leads the saints into all truth is infallible, and that shall reprove the world. And he who has the Spirit of Christ has what is infallible, and he who has not the Spirit of Christ is none of his, but is in the colorable pretenses and presumption, today better described as make-believe Christians. Principle, they say, the scriptures are the quick and powerful word. The man is saying the word of God is the Bible. This horrible mistake comes from misreading Hebrews 4:12, for the word of God is quick living, and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner and judge of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Now look at the below scriptures that clearly show Jesus is the Word of God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God. John 1:1, and he was clothed with a garment dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And he has on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Rev 19:13-16, I am he who searches the minds and the hearts. Jer 17:10, Rev 2:23. And he had in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was as the sun shines in his strength. Rev 1:16. Clearly the word of God, as defined in Heb 4:12, is the spirit of Jesus and not the Bible. Answer: many may have the scriptures and the form and deny the power, and the scriptures are words of God, and the word is God, and this word is in the heart, which led them to speak forth scripture. And many scriptures they bring to oppose the doctrine of Christ, who said, Be not you called of men master, for you have one master, even Christ, to whom every knee shall bow and every tongue confess to the glory of God. Well, men receive worship when angels would not receive it but told them worship God. Principle, they say, they rail an object at the lawful maintenance that God has ordained for them. Answer: God has allowed the beast to make havoc and spoil the saints' goods to bring the saints to perfection. But where does God ordain that you should take tithes and treble damages, Easter reckonings and midsummer dues, and that you should sue men at the law and cast them in prison till death? Where did God command this? They who preach the gospel should live on the gospel, and they bring glad tidings to people. And this is not glad tidings, to cast into prison till death and hale up and down to courts and sessions for outward maintenance. Let the Spirit judge whether these men bring glad tidings, or whether they do not make their folly manifest to all men that can but read the scripture that forbids preaching for money. Principle, they say, those who trust in their own inherent righteousness compass sea and land to make proselytes. The accuser is trying to say that the Quakers claim an inherent righteousness and are therefore self-righteous. But the Quakers claim to possess Christ in sufficient measure as to be through with sin, purified, and led in thoughts, words, and deeds by the Holy Spirit. Therefore, since they possessed Christ as their true Lord, they were righteous like he was righteous. Little children, let no man deceive you. He who practices righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. 1 John 3:7. Further, since the early Quakers possessed the Spirit in sufficient measure to hear the word of God instruct them what to do, they only preached when told to preach, and only preached what they were told to preach. And so any convert they made was gathering under instruction of God. Any so-called preachers who were never authorized, perfected, and sent by the Lord of the harvest are not gathering with the Lord. Instead, they scatter. So their converts are twice as fit for hell as themselves. Answer: it was so in the days of the Pharisees. It has been so since the days of the apostles, since the beast and the false prophet got up, with those who deny the light that enlightens everyone that comes into the world, God's righteousness, Christ. Those who denied the light had the form, and such gather people into the form of Moses, the prophets, Christ, and the apostles' words, establishing their own righteousness and denying the righteousness of God, the light that enlightens everyone that comes into the world. All of you who deny the light that enlightens every man who comes into the world have trodden the blood of the covenant underfoot. And you speak of human and inherent righteousness, but the scripture tells us no such words. As for all the rest of the lies in this book, we let them go home again upon their own heads. Every word shall be their own burden, and that in their conscience shall witness. The scriptures are owned by the Quakers, and denied by you, but owned for your own ends, you who deny the light. A book entitled, The Quakers' Cause. No name is found in it, but it is a book of darkness, railing, and lies. And because some leave father and mother and wife, therefore he rages, who is out of the light and doctrine of Christ. The principles in it are as follows. Principle: such as forsake husband and wife to do the will of God, this he calls a breaking of relations. Answer. Thus he ignorantly speaks evil of those things he does not know. Thus, ignorant of the command of Christ and the scriptures, he has showed himself to be a member of the world, and not of Christ, who said, "He who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me." And every one that has forsaken houses, or brethren, or sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or lands for my name's sake, shall receive an hundredfold, and shall inherit everlasting life. Matt 19:29. Principle. He said, because he said thee to God, it does not follow that he should say thee to his earthly father, to speak to God as he does to man. Answer. Now mind what proud flesh would have, of whom you have learned to speak you to an earthly man, or to a particular person, which the scripture has taught no such language, nor the grammar books. What teaches you to give more to man than to God is the spirit of the world, but the spirit of God teaches to speak righteously, and when there is only one, not to say as of many, but thee to one, and you to many. So here is the form of sound words that cannot be condemned. Now you may see where your original stands, who cannot endure the form of sound words. Principle, he said, to be justified by grace, which is Christ in them, this is a kind of popery. Answer. Contrary to the scripture and the apostles' doctrine, before the Pope and them too, which said, Christ was in them, who are justified by faith, and faith was in the heart, and justified in the Spirit, and who witnessed the Spirit, it is the Spirit of grace, and by grace you are saved, and what saves, justifies, and being justified by grace. You are of the Pope, your doctrine comes from him, and in the apostasy that denies this. Principle, to say, Christ is within, is never to mention Christ without. Answer, there is none who knows Christ within but he who knows him without, the same yesterday, today, and forever, and there are none who know him unless they know him within, revealed by the Father, which is beyond flesh and blood. Principle. He says, to run upon new birth, self-denial, light within, Christ within man, if this is not a kind of popery and a fair gate for Rome, he is deceived. Answer. Light within, Christ within, new birth, and self-denial are out of your works in Rome's, which was the doctrine that the apostles held forth and the saints witnessed, Christ within, light within, and new birth. Such were those who came into the kingdom of God, over the kingdoms of the world. Because some have been moved of the Lord to go naked among you, a figure of your nakedness and want of clothing, you rage at it, that you may appear more naked of the Spirit of God. As for all your lies and slanders and hard expressions in your book, though you have hidden your name, yet truth will bring your works upon you, and make the witness in you to answer. Who and which are for the fire, and to you this shall be your burden, for you are like a man that scorns and scoffs, and yet you hide yourself. Isaiah walked naked by the command of the Lord for 3 years as a sign of warning to Egypt for what was their future fate. Isa 20:2-3 principle. And you say, that good woman called who went naked. You have justified her to be good, and you cannot say that what was good called what was good beastly or bad, that went naked, which was your figure. Then you talk of higher power and honor of men like your brethren the Pharisees, and not like one that knew the higher power, which respects no man's person. The good women are those who fear God, that have the adorning of the hidden man of the heart, who have the array of Sarah. John Jackson's book entitled, Strength in Weakness. His principles are as follows. Principle, one that is kept groaning and waiting for the adoption, because of the adversary's assaults and contests within her, and yet she is in the kingdom, you say, and union with Christ and spiritual sonship. Answer, spiritual sonship, and in the kingdom, and yet groaning for adoption. How have you brought yourself to the light to be judged? For the least in the kingdom was greater than John. He who is in the kingdom is in righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. And you say, in the kingdom of grace groaning. That is but a notion they are pretending to be in the kingdom, make-believe Christianity of the kingdom that keeps them groaning for adoption. Principle. And as you say, false prophets and Christs and deceivers many should come, if it were possible to deceive the very elect. Answer. Yes, Christ told his apostles they would come, who before their decease did come, and went forth from them. Who Christ said should inwardly raven, and get the sheep's clothing. And since the days of the apostles, all the world went after them, as you may read in the Revelation. Now people are coming from them to the rock, and now shall the everlasting gospel be preached to those who dwell upon the earth, over the heads of the beast and the false prophet, and they shall be taken, and the Lamb and the saints shall have the victory. Principle, he said, I hope you will not condemn the generation of the righteous because they are not perfect. Answer, What condemns is righteous. It condemns what is not perfect, and what is righteous is perfect, and that generation is righteous and not to be condemned. Principle: a son or daughter that is translated into the kingdom of the dear son has filthiness and pollutions of flesh and spirit to put off, and the members to be mortified. Answer: how is he translated into the kingdom of the dear son of God, or grace, if he has that before mentioned to put off? From what has he been translated out of, if when he is translated into the kingdom, he still has filthiness of the flesh and spirit to put off, and the members to mortify? Such filthiness of flesh and spirit and unmortified members do not come into the kingdom, for they are mortified in their passage to it. No unrighteousness enters into the kingdom, as said the apostle, nor any unmortified thing. For the kingdom of God consists of joy and peace in the Holy Ghost, and unrighteousness and all filth of flesh and spirit are outside of the kingdom. Now this I say, brothers, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither does corruption inherit incorruption. 1 Cor 15:50. For of this you can be sure, that no sexually immoral or impure or covetous person, who is an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. F5:5. For if you live after the flesh the sinful nature, you will die. But if through the Spirit you mortify put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. Rom 8:13. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are sexual immorality, including adultery and fornication, impurity, lust, idolatry, including covetousness, sorcery, hatred, arguments, jealousy, anger, ambition, divisiveness, factions, envy, drunkenness, revelry, partying, and the like, which I tell you before, as I have also told you in times past, that those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Gal 5:19-21. Principle: it is the Comforter that convinces the world of sin, but all men do not have the Spirit, neither are they convinced so of their unbelief. Answer: every man who comes into the world is enlightened, that he may believe in the light, and he who believes in the light receives the Comforter, and he who believes not in the light, the Spirit of truth reproves him for his unbelief, for his righteousness, and his judgment. I say, the light that enlightens every man that comes into the world is sufficient, and those who believe in it shall have the light of life, and shall not abide in darkness, and come to the rock, Christ. All being in the light that enlightens every man that comes into the world, shall in the light see their salvation to the ends of the earth, and need not say, lo here, or lo there. As for all the wrangling stuff in your book, what he said, and what she said, and what you say, a garment to cover, you had been better silent and not have laid open your nakedness to the nation. I say unto you, this stuff and brush will burn in the fire, and the witness in you shall answer, which shall witness me, and judge your contentious spirit, which shows you are far from the kingdom. And silence had preached more, and patience, than the strife which stands in self-justification, and justifying what is to be mortified and put off, which never came into the kingdom. All men who do not believe in the light that enlightens every man that comes into the world, the Spirit convinces them, and is manifest to them and in them. A book, title page called Hosanna to the Son of David. But the book is nameless, and so the writer reviles and rails and hides himself in the dark. His intent and drift in his book is to make the light that enlightens every man that comes into the world a covenant of works or law without. Whereas Christ the light is the covenant of God, the end of the first covenant and its works, and end of the law to Jews and Gentiles, in which they have peace one with another and with God. And secondly, he goes about to make the Comforter above Christ the light, that enlightens every man that comes into the world, which Christ the light said, that he will send to them, the light, the Comforter, and he shall take of his and give to them and not speak of himself, as Christ had not spoken of himself, but as he had heard and saw of the Father, he spoke. And the rest of his principles follow. Principle: you say, the lying murderer, he has sent forth his instruments, which go under the name of Quakers, and disguised with piety and purity to preach the everlasting gospel. And they hold forth a light, which enlightens every man that comes into the world, what it does in every man, and what it is in every man, and how it will lead man to purity and righteousness, and from drunkenness, and taking God's name in vain, and check them when they do wrong, and make manifest all ungodliness and worldly lusts, and it will bring to worship God. These things, among others, are the scope of the lying murderer, and he tells them, believe not every spirit, but try them, whether they are of God or not, for many false prophets are gone out into the world. Answer: The false prophets and antichrists, which Christ said would come, came up in the days of the apostles before their decease, and went forth from them into the world, which since the world went after. And they had the sheep's clothing, but ravened from the Spirit, and so are broken into sects and heaps one among another, which made war against the saints and overcame them. But then again the beast and false prophets, and the kings of the earth, the devil and the dragon should make war against the Lamb and the saints. But the Lamb and the saints would get the victory over them, and the everlasting gospel should be preached to those who dwell upon the earth. So it is not a strange thing to us that the whole world should be standing against the light, and against the saints and the Lamb, but their garments they cannot touch. So wickedness has budded forth into a rod, but he is brought forth to rule the nations with a rod of iron, who is dead and is alive. You do not discern the times, like the Pharisees, nor discern the light which leads men from the world, from their lusts, from taking God's name in vain, and from all ungodliness. You never came into this, the devil never came into this, nor do any come into it except those who are in what the devil is out of. Nor do any see the salvation which is to the ends of the earth, but who are in the light that John bore testimony of, the witness in your conscience shall answer it, and condemn you for your hard speeches. And the light by which all things are made, which enlightens every man that comes into the world, is the end of the law, and before a natural light was, and changes men who believe in it from their natural estate, into the covenant of life and peace with God. I say, the law of God that came by Moses is above conscience, much more Christ the end of the law, that enlightens every man that comes into the world, the righteousness of God. And the devil is out of piety and purity, who is the lying murderer, and never brought people to the light within, who himself is out of it, and he cannot disguise himself, nor you neither, from the children of light. Principle. And the light simply considered makes not anything that is done good or evil. Answer. Did not Christ the light testify against the world that their works were evil? Does not the light make manifest evil? Is not he that hates the light reproved, and so with it condemned? Does not the scripture say, the law is light? Does not that make evil of what is evil, and own what is good and judge it? No, and does not evil grieve the Spirit of God? They who act contrary to the Lord, did not God bring evil upon those who did evil? Is there any evil in the city, and I have not done it? Though it was evil to them, yet it was justice, for they went from that of God in them first. Does not Christ the light distinguish between the good and the evil? Does not Christ make what is good to be good, and what is evil to be evil? Principle, he said, the law of faith did not make void the law of works, but established it. Answer. That is contrary to the apostle, who said the law was changed, and the first covenant was to decay. So with it, their outward works, whereby the law of faith came in, which works by love, where the boaster is excluded, and the law of life witnessed. And there comes the living in the Spirit, which makes free from the law of sin and death. Principle, he said, neither the new man nor the renewed man is endued with the principle of light and life, according to the image of him that created him. Answer. In this you have shown your ignorance of the saints' conditions, for they were in the image of God, of him that created them, and they were not in the flesh but in the Spirit. The apostle tells them that they were renewed, and the light that shined in their hearts was to give them the light of knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ Jesus. The saints put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created them. He who believes has the light of life, and if they have not the Spirit of Christ, they are none of his. And God will dwell in man and walk in man, and Christ in them, the brightness of the Father's glory, the express image of his substance. Principle, the natural man retains not the things of the new covenant. Answer. That is while natural men are from the light and that of God in them. There is that in the natural man, which hearkening to, will bring him to do the thing contained in the law, who shall be justified before the professors of the law that are not doers of it, which is one with what you professors act contrary to. But no man can know the things of God, save with the Spirit of God. So the natural man's eyes are in what is natural from what is spiritual. But there is that in the natural man which answers the law of God, which is spiritual, though he is sold under sin. And as he comes to see the seed, Christ, he shall see the end of all that, and of a natural man's estate, and of the law of sin and death by the faith in Christ. And there are our justification and life, though the other things are owned in their place. Principle, man is not able to discern the things of God till he is born again. Answer. The scripture speaks of discerning the eternal power and Godhead, and that was a thing of the Spirit of God. And the apostle said not, they were born again. And yet I say that none knows the things of God but the Spirit of God, and what may be known of God is manifest in them, which God has showed unto them. For that of God in them was of his Spirit, who is the God of the spirits of all flesh, who brings them to discern his eternal power and Godhead. Principle, he said, that the light by which all things were made, which enlightens every man that comes into the world, is not the powerful word of faith. Answer, is not the word, Christ, the author of faith, by which all things were made and created, is not that the powerful word of faith? Is not he the author of it? The faith that comes from him gives victory over the world. Is not the Son of God him whom the Father has sealed? That enlightens every man that comes into the world. And whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life, and are sealed. So every man in the light shall see the new covenant, and the mediator, before he has power to become the Son of God. And there is prophecy before the Son is born, and openings from the Lord, and those are things of God. Principle. No man can ever see God, who is invisible, with the light by which all things were made, and calls it a little light. Answer. This is contrary to John, who said, he who walks in the light shall have fellowship with the Son and with the Father, and so sees him. And it is not a little light by which all things were made and created. Principle, the unction in every man is not the light. Answer, it is far from the apostle to say that the unction in men is not the light. If the unction is Christ in man, it is the light. And every man that comes into the world must receive the light that Christ has enlightened him with before he can receive the unction, and he who has the unction has the light of life. Principle, the sure word of prophecy the apostle speaks of is the prophecy of Scripture or Scriptures. Answer. Does the Scripture shine in a dark place until the day dawns? Are they what must be taken heed unto, as unto a light? Can any see the Scripture and know the Scripture but with the light within? Cannot a Cain, a Balaam, or a Kor that is gone from the spirit of prophecy within bring Scripture and then put the letter for the spirit? Principle. They know not absolute perfection that are admitting of measures and degrees, nor come to the day, nor is the bright morning star risen. Answer. Did not the apostle say that they were children of the day, and the night was over? And he knew the whole body, and yet said he would not go beyond his measure. And does he not speak of the stature and measure and fullness of Christ? Had they not come to perfection? Did they not speak wisdom among those who were perfect? Principle, he said, the evil done can never appear to be evil by the light. Answer. Does not the light make it manifest and reprove the evil done and condemn it? Principle, he said, it is not in the power of the light to call anything that is done good or evil. Answer, this is contrary to Scripture that said, whatever does make manifest and reprove is light. And there is power in what does make manifest and reprove to call what is evil, evil, and what is good, good. Principle, he said, the light convinces man not for not believing in Christ. Answer. It condemns him and convinces him and reproves him. Continue to next rebuttals. This website's purpose is to show how to become free from sin by benefiting from the changing power of God through the cross, which leads to union with God and his kingdom.